live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here. Scott Eckersley producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to become a friend of the show, because we've talked fairly often, Sheldon Stone with Amherst Partners. Good evening, Sheldon. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This might be the end of this chapter for us here.
Could be.
At least on this subject matter. And of course, we're talking about the sale and the sale being approved of the remaining three L&L stores here in the mid-Michigan area. The auction happened earlier in the week. Is that correct?
Yeah, Tuesday.
And the three remaining stores were sold in that auction?
Yes, they were.
And then because of being court involved, a judge then had to approve those sales, and with the weather delay of a day, did that go through this morning?
Yes, it did. We appeared this morning before Judge Manderfield, and the proceedings went very smoothly.
Okay. Now, the three remaining stores were Okemos, East Lansing, and the Lansing stores. And what were is the price is important because some of the creditors get paid back.
Right. We, in addition to the three stores, we also sold the pharmacy assets. So, which is stock, that was left over after we closed the pharmacies. And the purchaser of the pharmacy assets was Family Fair out of Grand Rapids, and that was sold for $100,000. Actually, they just completed the inventory this afternoon, and we will close on that portion of the sale tomorrow. The Okemos store was purchased by Tom's Food Center out of Portland, Michigan, and those assets, which include the inventory in the stores and the fixtures and the equipment, sold for $50,000, which was $10,000 above the minimal bid. And then the Carriage Hill or East Lansing store, again, that's a leased property, so it was the assets, same as Okemos, in the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard store, which included the store, the sausage-making company that was housed or is housed in the back of the store, the gas station, which has been closed, which is on the front part of that property, and adjacent to that is the office building that operates as the L&L offices. All those assets, including the real property, meaning the real estate, were sold for $800,000 to a gentleman out of Detroit, Randy Watha, who operates grocery stores in the city of Detroit.
Now, you said the pharmacy portion will close tomorrow, and that is on the pharmaceuticals, the inventory that you said?
Correct.
Okay, very good. The who gets paid out of that money first? I mean, the bank, I think, comes in second.
The bank comes in second. Yes, that's correct. And the first in line are the PACA and PASA claims. And PACA are those folks who have supplied produce to L&L, and PASA are the folks who supplied meat products to L&L. And actually, in addition today in court, in addition to the sale hearing, order was also entered by which people who have PACA or believe they have PACA or PASA claims have to file those claims by, I believe, March 24th. And if they don't, they have no right to exercise a claim.
Okay, well, that's important information for anyone who may feel that they do still have money owed to them.
Yes, and it's incumbent upon me as the receiver to notify all creditors, which early next week I will be sending out the order and appropriate documents for that to all creditors to notify them that these claims are due.
And there was, just because we've talked about this on several occasions as the process has moved along, there was a liquor license with the store.
Correct.
In Lansing. Did that go with that property?
Yeah, all three stores, the liquor license went with the stores, but we still have four liquor licenses for the stores that have been closed, which will try to sell, and there is some interest. I'm negotiating right now on one of those licenses.
Okay. Now, are those don't go through the same kind of an auction process, or?
Correct.
Okay. Those are just interested parties know that they're available and are communicating with you about those.
Correct. But they still have to be court approved. And just it's an interesting point that you bring up the liquor licenses, because the buyers of the stores, they can choose to not sell a beer, wine, or liquor in the stores and have apply with the Michigan Liquor Control Board and have the license transferred in their name. And that process takes about 90 to 120 days. But if they want to sell liquor, then they have to enter into a management agreement with myself. And essentially, all the expenses for the store during that 90 to 120-day period has to flow through a separate bank account that's set up, and it's called a management agreement, so that, because I'm still the holder of that license, and that's the way it's set up by the Michigan Liquor Control Board, and then once the license is transferred, then that management agreement goes away.
Wow. There's so much to all of this, isn't there?
There is. And the one thing we know is it's being done right.
That is for sure. Every detail is being taken care of. Now, the sales on the stores are expected to close by mid-February. Is that accurate?
Yes. By February 15th, the sales have to close.
And are you planning on keeping the stores open as L&Ls until that time, and then they'll be taken over?
Correct.
And do you happen to know the plans with any of the buyers? Are they planning on keeping them open and changing names? Or?
Well, the name does have to change. And as far as I know, they're planning on keeping them open. The name does have to change. So, for instance, the Okama store may be renamed Tom's Food Center, which is the name of the store in Portland, Michigan. So, and there are times in the grocery industry, Cheryl, where when a new owner comes in, they may close the store for a day to get things rearranged and merchandise the way they want it. But otherwise, there's not going to be an interruption in service in those three stores.
Well, that's important for folks in the area who count on those stores to know, so I appreciate that. Sheldon, I appreciate it all through this. You've taken my calls and coming on to explain this, because it impacts a lot of folks, employees as well as customers. So I have appreciated your time so much.
It's been my pleasure, Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Sheldon Stone with Amherst Partners in receivership of the L&L stores as those sales were approved today in Ingham County Circuit Court. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.